弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brother and sister, peace to you.
今天是一个很特别的日子，刚刚已经讲到了。
Today is a special day, as we have spoken.
是我们每一位的幕后英雄，你的母亲。今天我们是纪念母亲的节日。
Today is Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day.
我们都知道母亲的付出常常是默默无闻的。
We know that a lot of times, mothers selflessly give themselves.
他们悄悄的，而且持续的，不断为这个家庭付出。
They are quietly and continuously giving for the household.
今天我们让这些幕后的英雄都走到前面来。
We're going to have these heroes come up front today.
所以跟你旁边的人说一声母亲节快乐。
Say to your next door, Happy Mother's Day.
而且今天我们的弟兄还有大礼送给我们。
And we also have a gift from the brothers.
今天我们的姐妹们可以安心的坐在这里，我们有一群弟兄在厨房里面准备午餐。
So we have the brothers preparing the food ministry today for all of us.
我想这是比所有的礼物更好的礼物。
That is the greatest gift of all.
现在这个时代，我们知道是个时代的变迁，让母亲的压力越来越大。
In this day and age, there is great pressure on the mothers.
我们小时候的时候，母亲的压力就是主要是把我们喂饱就好了。
Back in the days, all the mothers have to do is to feed us.
现在的母亲是又要管学校，又要管课后。
So the mothers today need to worry about the school and also after school.
要管吃饭，管升学。
Also for eating and also to their study.
我想我们现在做母亲的都知道，压力是一天比一天的大。
We know that the pressure is increasing day by day.
很多母亲也为此愁得常常吃不下饭，睡不着觉。
They worry so much they can't sleep, they can't eat.
那我们今天就来为母亲纾解一下这个压力。
So today we're going to help them in decreasing this pressure.
我们今天要来看一位母亲是怎么与神同工的。
We're going to look at a faithful mother today, how she was working with God.
我们都知道说，如果与神同工，总是神是做大部分的。
We know that as we're working with God, God does most of the work.
因为他比我们有能力，他看得见将来。
Because he can see the future, he has more power than us.
如果你是一个与神同工的母亲，你就可以安然入睡。
So if you are working with God, then you can sleep nicely.
你没有什么好焦虑的。
You have no worries.
因为有大能的神在你旁边。
Because you have a God with great power next to you.
刚刚我们读到的那一首诗。
The psalm that we were reading.
127篇，我想大家都很熟悉的诗篇。
Psalm 127, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with it.
他要告诉我们的就是，与神同工就是那成功的保障。
As we work with God, it is a guaranteed success.
我们常常把这个诗篇的头两句，头一句用在我们其他的事工上面。
So for the first verse, we quote it in our other ministries.
我们用在教会的服事中间。
We use it for your service in church.
我们用在我们的工作中间。
At work.
但是这个诗其实头两句是用在这个父母教育孩子的事情上。
However, the first two verses are actually on raising kids.
因为这个原文这个房屋。
So the original text, the house.
就是家的意思。
That means home.
所以这个诗篇一开始告诉我们说，建造一个家庭需要与神同工。
So to build the home, you need to work with God.
当然，这首诗告诉我们说，人有两个选择。
So this tells us there are two choices for a person.
你可以自己去建造你的家，你可以自己去看守你的家。
You can build a house yourself. You can watch your house.
你也可以跟神一同建造，一同来看守。
But you can also work with God, being faithful to build His house and His home.
这两个方法会带出两个完全不同的结果来。
With these two different methods, you're going to have two different results.
这个结果不一定是我们看得出来的不同。
These may not be something that we can see.
但是他说你会自己感觉得到。
But you will feel that yourself.
他说如果你是自己看守这个家，自己建造这个家，他说你到后来会发现一切都是枉然。
If you're the one building the house, at the end is going to be vanity.
枉然就是Vanity, 英文我们在这个传道书里面翻译成什么？虚空。
Vanity in Ecclesiastes means emptiness.
所以如果你是靠你的能力来维持这个家，到有一天你人老珠黄，等你的孩子都走了，你会发现说一切都是虚空。
If you're building the house on your own strength, you will find out that at the end, everything is vanity.
这是非常可悲的结局，你的一生都已经过完了，你会发现说你做的事情都是虚空一场。
This is really sad. You're going to find out when you're old, everything is vanity.
但是他说，如果你愿意让神来和你一同建造你的家，一同来看守你的家。
If you're working with the Lord and being faithful in building the house,
他没有说你就会飞黄腾达，你的家就会越来越兴旺。他没有给你这些保证。
He never promised that it's going to be great. Everything is going to be smooth.
他说你会有那个满足的安然入睡。
You're going to have that satisfaction and you're going to sleep well.
我们这个年纪的人知道睡不着觉是非常痛苦的事情。
At this age, you may know that not being able to sleep is very, very tough.
如果睡不着觉，其他的幸福都免谈。
Yeah, if you can't sleep, the rest is just useless.
在床上翻大饼，翻到早晨。
You're just twisting and turning all day till the morning.
你早上起来过后，你都不想活了。
When you get up in the morning, you're like, I don't want to move on.
所以神告诉我们说，他要给我们的是我们最需要的。
God tells us that He's going to give us what we need.
让我们能够带着满足，带着无忧无虑的心，每晚上安然入睡。
So that we're going to go to bed with great satisfaction and peace.
因为你知道神在你身边，你没有什么可忧虑的。
Because when God is with you, you have nothing to worry about.
诗篇特别告诉我们说，儿女是神所赐给我们的产业。
So in the Psalms, it tells us that children are a heritage from the Lord.
而且是他的恩赐。
And it's a blessing from him.
告诉我们，我们觉得说儿女好像是来讨债的。
Sometimes we think that they're a debt to us.
每个做父母的都觉得说真是累得像狗一样的，每天就是为他们做牛做马。
A lot of times we feel so tired, we're just working for them.
因为我们没有想到我们在和谁同工。
Because a lot of times we don't know who we're working with.
神说他给我们儿女就是让我们有跟他同工的机会。
So God has given us children so that we can work with him.
因为是他的产业托付给我们来管理。
Because it is a heritage that he has given us.
你能成为他产业的一个看护者，是他对你的赏赐。
To be a steward and to have this opportunity to serve him, it's a blessing from him.
如果我们没有记得说在与神同工，你就绝对感受不到这个恩赐。
If you're not thinking that you're working with God, then you're not going to receive this blessing.
所以只有当我们知道我们所做的一切都是在与神同工的时候，我们才能看到说儿女是神给我们的赏赐。
When you realize that you're actually working with God, then you will understand that it is a blessing from him.
那我们每个人，每个基督徒，至少我们常常都说，我们是与神同行。
A lot of times, we as Christians, we're to walk with God.
什么叫与神同行？
What does it mean by to walk with God?
这张照片是我最喜欢的一张照片。
This is one of my favorite pictures.
我在主日学用过好几次。
So I've used this picture many times in Sunday school.
我说与神同行，与神同工，不是神代替我们。
When we work with God, is not God replacing us.
这张照片上我们看到的是一个以色列的军人在这个哭墙面前。
What we see here is a Israeli soldier in front of the wall.
这个哭墙就是当年那个被毁的最后一个圣殿所留下来的最后一片墙。
This wall is a remnant of the temple that has been destroyed.
是以色列人最喜欢去祷告的地方。
This is the prayer place for them all.
所以你看到说这个军人他背着枪，但是他在祷告。
So he is wearing his gun, but he is praying.
告诉我们说我们要做我们当做的。
So we are to do what we're supposed to do.
我们知道以色列人是被以色列这个国家是被周围这些敌视他们的国家所围绕的。
We know that Israel is surrounded by a lot of enemies.
他们要靠自己的枪来保卫他们的国家。
They're to defend themselves with guns.
但是他们不知道不是靠他们自己的能力。
They know that it's not by their own power.
他们需要与神同工。
They're to work with God.
所以他们站在哭墙面前祷告。
So they're praying in front of the wall.
当我那个时候去以色列的时候，看到好多好多的这个军人在哭墙面前祷告的时候。
When I was in Israel, I see many, many soldiers in front of the wall praying.
真正非常感动我，告诉我什么叫做与神同工，与神同行。
I was very touched. That is what is truly mean by co-working with God.
今天我们也要从圣经中的一位母亲来看，这位母亲是怎么与神同工的。
And today we're going to see a faithful mother. In the Bible.
因为是母亲节，所以我讲母亲，不代表说只要我不是母亲就跟我没关系了。
So today is Mother's Day. We're talking about mother. But even if you're not a mother, this is not, doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to you.
神要我们每一位儿女在每一天与他同工，与他同行。
As a children of God, we are to be faithful and walk with God every day.
你可能不是为在养育孩子，你可能是在做其他的工作。
You may not be raising kids, you may have other work.
但是神要我们在这个过程中来感受到他的能力。
But we are to know and his power in this process.
感受到他的真实。
Feel that he is real.
让我们真正的能够在生活中来依靠他。
To really lean on him in real life.
来顺服他。
To be obedient to him.
这就是我们所说的跟随神来走一条属天的路。
That's what we mean by to walk with the Lord towards this path.
我们今天要看的这位母亲是记载在出埃及记的第二章。
This mother that we're going to be studying is in Exodus, second chapter.
我知道这个字体大概都看不见，是不是啊
？Can we all see this print?
有人跟我讲说，这个看这个荧幕太小了。我知道我们教会因为这个房顶比较低，所以荧幕只能这么大。
Because of the ceiling is a little bit lower, this is the biggest we can make it.
所以我给大家最简单的方法是往前面坐一点。
So a simple solution is to sit forward.
如果你非要坐在后面，我也不介意你用望远镜。
So if you're sitting in the back, you can use a telescope.
我跟大家总结一下这个故事。
Let me give a quick summary.
我们知道说，在创世纪的最后，就是这个雅各带着他的全家去，因为这个饥荒进到埃及。
So at the end of Genesis, Jacob has took his family into Egypt.
从创世纪到出埃及记中间差了400多年的时间。
From Genesis to Exodus, there's about 400 years in between.
当这个出埃及记开始的时候，告诉我们以色列人他们在埃及已经待了400年过后。
So in the beginning of Exodus, this is after 400 years in Egypt.
当时的法老已经不太认识，不太知道约瑟是哪一位人物了。
The Pharaoh at the time does not know who Joseph is anymore.
他们就觉得这一帮以色列人真是很讨厌。
They don't like these Israelites.
因为他们这个成长的比埃及人更快。
Their population is growing much quicker than the Egyptians.
所以他们就希望说来折磨他们，让他们不要这个成长的这么快。
So they've been treating them pretty harsh so that they won't grow as quickly.
然后他们还借着这个收生婆，希望把他们的男婴全部杀掉。
And they were scheming to have the midwives to kill the babies.
然后让这个以色列人最好能够慢慢的减少消失
，so that their population can decrease and become none.
那中间就描述了一位母亲，她就是一个是摩西的母亲。
And it's been describing this mother, which is Moses' mother.
在这个法老的政策下面，她生了摩西。
So under the order of the Pharaoh.There was Moses.
从中国大陆来的都知道，在计划生育里面，你要犯了这种错误，要怎么办
？So you know that under the one-child policy, you know what's going to happen.
所以摩西的母亲，她就是把这个孩子藏起来。
So what you do is that you hide the child.
我们知道那个小孩多难藏啊。
You know that it's pretty difficult to hide a child.
藏了3个月，藏不住了。
So it's been about 3 months, and you can't hide it anymore.
他就用男子做了一个挪亚式的方舟。
So made a basket like Noah's ark.
他把摩西放在这个男子里面，让他在水上漂。
So he made this basket and put Moses in there and float on the water on the Nile.
然后就被法老的女儿捡到了。
And Pharaoh's daughter got him.
然后这个法老的女儿看到他是蛮可爱的孩子，就把他收养了。
And saw that he was a fine kid and decided to adopt him.
然后叫摩西亲生的母亲来帮他做乳母。
And ask Moses' mother to be the nursing.
然后摩西的母亲把他这个抚养大了过后交还给法老的女儿。
And once he's grown, and to return Moses back to the Pharaoh's daughter.
我想这是大家都很熟悉的故事。
This may be a story that everybody's familiar with.
我们可能看上去觉得说没有什么特别。
We may not see anything special about the story.
好像每个妈妈都应该是这样的嘛。
All mothers should do the same.
那我们来仔细看看说我们是不是也是这样的。
Let's take a look if we are the same.
我们看到第一件事情。
The first thing that we see,
摩西的母亲她与神同工的第一次，她做事是凭信心，不凭眼见。
The first thing in working with God in this one is that she is walking by faith, not by sight.
因为当时按照这个法老的政策，是所有的男婴都要杀死。
So under the order of the Pharaoh, all the kids, all the boys are to be killed.
我们看到圣经里面没有记载说很多人家都把这个小孩偷偷的藏起来。
It was not recorded a lot of families have hide their kid.
因为我们知道小孩很难藏。
Because we know that it's very difficult to hide a child.
而且我们从他这个母亲说藏了三个月就藏不住。
And we also know that he has been hid for 3 months and can't do anymore.
就知道说法老可能常常派兵丁在每一家里面搜查。
Perhaps there were a lot of soldiers that have been searching for these boys.
那我们看到他尽了能力都只能藏到三个月。
So we know that with all the might that the mom has can only do it for 3 months.
我们就知道说在大部分的情况下很多人可能根本就藏不住，很快就放弃了。
we know that many families probably have tried not even 3 months and decided to abort the plan.
因为你们要知道，他们都是一些奴隶。
Because we know that they are slaves.
他们并没有人权。
They have no human rights.
他们犯了法老的这个命令，他们可以立刻就被处死。
They can be executed if they're found out.
他是冒着自己生命的危险，把这个孩子藏了三个月。
Yeah, their lives are at risk when you hide these babies.
如果知道这个孩子迟早都要死，为什么要冒自己的生命危险去藏他三个月？
Yeah, if you know that they're going to be dying, why are you risking your own life for 3 months?
我们不早一点放弃，要是我们的想法可能是家里面还有另外两个呢，我们早一点把这个放弃，就另外那两个养好就好了。
Possible thought would be, if we got two more other kids, maybe we'll just give up this one sooner than later.
那圣经里面有告诉我们一句话，就是摩西生下来的时候，他父母看见是个俊美的孩子。
So we see that in Hebrews 11:23, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because he saw that he was no ordinary child.
看到没有，这个俊美，我们中文翻译成好像看上去是长得蛮漂亮的一个孩子。
So in Chinese, you can see that he is a fine kid.
但是在英文他已经翻译出来了，是 no ordinary, 是一个不平凡的孩子。
Another way to translate it would be no ordinary child.
那这个字原文其实它是一个 fit 的意思。
In the original text, it says to be fit.
Fit 就是适合，很适合的一个孩子。
Fit means it's.
It's okay. Fit means fit.
适合。
很适合的这个孩子，那我们就不仅要问说适合什么啊。
So what is it fit for?
那我们可以想象说，这个母亲她是明白神的心意。
That means that the mother understands God's will.
他觉得这个孩子很适合神的计划。
She feels that this child is fit for God's will.
神他给以色列人有很多的应许。
God has given the Israelites many promises.
我想很多以色列人也非常熟悉这个神对亚伯拉罕的那些应许。
Many Israelites understand or know about the covenant with Abraham.
但是怎么是不是每个人都能看出哪一个孩子是适合这些应许
？But are they able to tell which child is fit for the plan of God？
我想这也是我们生活中常常问的：什么是神的旨意
？Isn't that something we also ask often？ What is the will of God？
我们在做事的时候，我们常常希望知道说：我这样做是神的旨意，还是那样做是神的旨意？
So when we do something, we question ourselves, is this God's will or is that God's will?
这是我最常被问的问题。
That is one of my most common asked questions.
我常常都说，其实我也不知道。
And I tell them, I don't know either.
因为我不在你的那个环境中，我不知道神给你的是什么旨意。
I'm not under your environment, I don't know what is God's will for you.
但是一个真正跟神关系很亲密的人，
When you have that intimate relationship with God,
在很多事情上，我们心里能够明白神的旨意是什么。
We often understand God's will.
这不是在圣经上我能够查出来的一堆规则告诉我神的旨意是什么。
It's not like I can find a lot of laws telling you what God's will is.
而是因为我认识他，我熟悉他，我明白神他想做什么事。
Because I know God, I have that relationship with God, I know how God would like me to do it.
很多时候大家在抱怨说圣经上没有告诉我们所有事情当怎么做，如果神给我们一二三四五都写好了，不是很容易吗？
A lot of times we frequently complain that the Bible doesn't tell us like a cookbook, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just follow that.
我们说圣经从来就不是要我们过一个道德生活。
We know that the Bible is not to tell us to be a good man.
圣经从来就是要我们与神建立一个关系。
Wants us to build that relationship with God.
圣经告诉我们神是什么样的，神的心意是什么样的。
So it tells us about God and what is God's will.
就是帮助我们能够跟神建立一个活泼的关系。
So that we can build this relationship with God.
在我们的生活中，我们才能与神同行。
So that we can walk with God in our life.
如果我们不认识神，不明白神的心意，我们怎么同行？
If we do not know God, do not know God's will, how are we supposed to walk with God?
如果我们只懂得圣经里面一堆的规条，我们不可能与神有真正的关系。
If all we know is a bunch of moral laws, how are we supposed to walk with God?
诗篇诗人讲到说，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
In Psalms it says, Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose.
他没有讲谁背得圣经，谁就知道他当选择的路。
It doesn't say that if you can memorize the Bible, you know the way.
神知道我们每一个人的人生处境，每个人的个性都是不一样的。
Knows that everyone has a different situation, for everybody.
所以他要我们是因着敬畏他，跟他有关系，他说他就会让你明白你当走的路。
So when you fear him and also have that relationship with him, he will instruct you. You will know the way.
所以摩西的母亲为什么能够把这个孩子冒着生命危险藏三个月？
So that how is the mother able to risk her life and hide Moses for 3 months?
因为她感受到神要做的事情。
Because she feels what God wants to do.
她知道神对以色列人的应许。
She knows the promise from God.
她觉得摩西可能是神要用的人。
She suspects that Moses is one that God wants to use.
所以神对这个以色列人的应许是记录在创世纪的第十五章。
So we can see the promise that is recorded in Genesis 15.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要寄居在别人地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。
Then the Lord said to him, Know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there.
十六节特别讲到说，到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
In verse 16, in the fourth generation, your descendants will come back there, here, for the sins of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
我们知道这是以色列人非常熟悉的经文。
We know that the Israelites know these well.
他们一定是代代相传。
They've been passing this on for generations.
因为我们知道创世纪是摩西写的。
We know that Genesis is written by Moses.
摩西那个时候还没出生呢。
Moses is not even born yet.
他怎么知道这些事情？
Why does he know these stuff?
父母，祖父母代代传下来的。
Because of all the ancestors have been passing it on generation by generation.
对摩西的母亲来说，第四代已经到了。
So for Moses' mother, she knows that it is the fourth generation.
上个礼拜我正好跟一位这个姐妹查创世纪，我们讲到说在创世纪的不是在出埃及记的第六章，专门算到了摩西就是从这个雅各进入埃及过后第四代。
So last week when we're doing Bible study with the sisters, we have been studying Exodus 6, and they've been counting, and Moses is the fourth generation.
而且他们在埃及也待了将近四百年了。
And also in Egypt, they've been living there for 400 years.
所以对于摩西的母亲，她是不断的在看这个神的应许将怎么实现。
So Moses' mother had been watching to see how is God's plan going to be fulfilled.
我们刚刚看到他们介绍摩西母亲的时候没有介绍他的名字。
So when we see that when the Bible was introducing Moses' mother didn't mention her name.
他的名字在后来的章节中有提到，在族谱的时候有提到。
So, her name is not mentioned until later on in the genealogy.
所以刚开始的时候，他们只说一个利未人的家娶了一个利未人的女子。
So, in the verses in Exodus here, it says that a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman. As simple as that.
告诉我们说，他的母亲最大的特点是他是一个与神亲近，来自一个与神亲近的家庭。
So the key here is that she is from a family, that is very, very close to God.
所以他的母亲在看神的工作，在看这个摩西，他心中能够隐隐明白神的心意是什么。
So she is watching God's plan, and she knows what is God's plan going to be.
但是我们要知道，神在告诉我们心意的时候，从来不会非常仔细的一二三四五告诉我们怎么做。
A lot of times with God's will,God does not specify in a cookbook 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 like that way.
神要我们凭着信心跟着他。
We are to walk by faith with him.
所以当他看到摩西有这个适合这个应许的时候，他凭着信心把它藏了三个月。
So it is because that she sees Moses as fit for God's plan that she hid him for 3 months.
想一想，我们今天的人，我们碰到困难的时候，首先就是放弃。
So we frequently, when we meet any type of difficulty, we give up.
上个礼拜我不知道你们看的新闻没有，一直在讨论这个关于堕胎的这个法律的问题。
Last week, I'm not sure if you guys have been following, there are news about abortion.
这个很多的妇女觉得说堕胎应该合法。
A lot of women think that abortion should be legalized.
因为他们觉得他们应该有选择。
They think that they should have a choice.
你知道在美国最堕胎最多的三个原因是。
Do you know what are the most common reasons for abortion?
第一个就是时间不对。
First is the timing is not right.
因为我还在事业上升，我还在要读书，我还在打拼，现在不适合有孩子。
I'm advancing my career. I'm at school. It's not fit for a child.
第二条原因就是经济还没有准备好。
Second is finance. I'm not ready financially.
我现在没有多余的钱来养孩子。
I have no additional money. I can't afford to have a kid.
第三个就是单亲。的单亲怀孕了。
The third is that as a single parent having a child.
他没有一个家庭。
There's no family.
不管是出于什么原因，这个妇女要选择堕胎。
No matter the reason, the woman is choosing to have abortion.
我不知道有没有想过说神的心意是什么。
I'm not sure if they thought about what is God's will.
我们再大的困难可能都不比摩西的母亲困难的。
As difficult the situation that we have cannot compare to what Moses' mother had.
她也没有受过很高的教育。
She didn't have much education.
在埃及做个奴隶。
As a slave in Egypt.
被法老说要把这个孩子给扔到河里去淹死。
The Pharaoh has ordered to put all the boys into the Nile River.
在这种情况下，因为明白神的心意，她敢坚持去抚养这个孩子。
Because she understands God's will, she has been hiding this.
那你看神就怎么来使用她。
Then let's see how God is using him.
在这个后面我们刚刚讲到的故事，当这个法老的这个女儿捡到了这个摩西的时候，她的姐姐就把摩西的母亲叫来帮法老的女儿来抚养孩子。
So we see that the sister has went to the Pharaoh's daughter and asked if she would like to have Moses' mother to be nursing for him.
表面上看，我们觉得她太幸运了。
On the surface, seems like they're very lucky.
哪有人自己养自己的孩子，还有工价，还有工资可以得到的
who can raise their own kid and get paid.
但是其实我们看到她是做了很大的牺牲。
But we should see that she has done a lot of sacrifice.
因为摩西虽然是她的孩子，她不能认他。
But because Moses, even if his own child, cannot recognize him as his own.
如果他情不自禁地认了摩西是他的儿子，那摩西可能就有生命危险了。
If she has done that, then she will not live.
所以我们看到说，他去抚养摩西是完全没有一点点自私的想法。
So we see that there is nothing that's selfish about her doing this.
为了摩西的生命，他可以放下他自己的这个名分。
It is for the welfare of Moses that she has let go of her privilege.
他没有要求有任何对他的付出有任何的回报。
She did not ask to be rewarded in any way.
也不会因为摩西的任何的表现，他得到任何的这个荣耀。
She will not have any glory with what Moses have achieved.
她只有一个功能，就是默默地去付出。
There is only one function, which is to do it quietly in the back.
让我们看到与神同工的母亲不一定是一个非常荣耀的母亲。
We can see that when you're faithful working with God, it may not be as glorious as you would think.
他没有说，我觉得这是神拣选的，所以我就随便把它扔在河里，看神怎么把它捞起来。
Didn't say that because this is God's chosen one, I'm going to throw him into the river and see what happens.
也没有说，现在正好法老的女儿捡到了，我就看神怎么来养她。
And then say that since it's been picked up by Pharaoh's daughter, I'm going to see how it's going to turn out.
我们与神同工的时候，从来不是要去试探神。
When we're working with God, we're not testing God.
看神能不能就行个神迹给我们看看。
See if God can do a miracle for us.
如果是那样的心态，我想神也不会与你同工。
If you have that idea, maybe God will not want to work with you.
我们与神同工，是我们明白神的心意，去做我们当做的事。
When we're co-working with God, we are to do our responsibility as well.
所以当法老的女儿捡到摩西的时候，这个摩西的母亲还没有放弃她的职责。
So even when the Pharaoh's daughter have picked up Moses, the mother did not let go of her responsibility.
因为父母养育孩子，那是神交给我们的责任。
Because raising a child is the responsibility from God.
不能因为环境不够顺利，我自己这个准没有预备好，我就放弃这个责任。
You cannot just give up this responsibility because of difficult situations.
他愿意做，他付出他所有可以付出的努力。
She is doing everything that she can in doing so.
让我们看到说，孩子是神给我们管理的产业。
We can see that children is a heritage from God.
我们养育孩子不是为了我们自己的利益。
When we raise up children, it's not for our own.
我们常常希望说孩子能够上名校，能够考公，有好的工作。
A lot of times we want them to go to good schools, or be successful.
因为我们就有这种母以子贵的心态。
Because we think that we are lifted high when that happens.
那我们已经把孩子当成私有财产了。
Then we have made the children as our own.
一个与神同工的父母。
When we're faithful working with God,
我们的目标是把小孩养育成神可以使用的。
Our goal is to raise them so they can be used by God.
所以他们不是我们的私有财产，不能按照我们的心意来做。
They're not our own properties that we make them do things that we want them to.
我们要看到神在他们身上的心意。
We want to see what is God's will and God's plan in them.
而且神不仅只用父母，他用周围的人一同来培养他的仆人。
God does not only use the parents, but also the surrounding people to help raise this child.
在这里我们看到最明显的就是他也使用这个法老的女儿。
We can see that God uses Pharaoh's daughter here.
摩西他这两个母亲。
Moses have two mothers.
但是其实他不是他们其中任何一个真正的儿子。
But he is not a son of either one of them.
他的这个血缘关系的母亲不能认。
The biological mother cannot have him as a true son.
法老的女儿算是他的母亲，但是没有血缘关系。
The Pharaoh's daughter is his mom, but it's not really her mom.
他们这两位母亲有一个共同之点，就是对摩西的爱。
But there are things in common between the two, which is love.
所以并不是血缘造就。成 母子关系。
So it is not by blood that you have this true mother and son relationship.
当你愿意为一个孩子付出爱的时候，
when you have that sacrificial love for the child, then that's when you are the true mother.
你会成为他的母亲。
You are his mother.
我们教会在主日学里面有很多的姊妹们。
So in the Sunday school, there are many sisters.
他们可能都有的没有自己的孩子。
Some may not have children of their own.
但是他们愿意为那一群在主日学的孩子来付出他们的爱。
But they're willing to serve the children's Sunday school.
他们牺牲自己的时间，放进自己的金钱。
They sacrifice their time, their money.
谁说他们不是他们另外一个母亲呢？
Aren't they their true mothers?
我们看到神用这个法老的女儿来提供摩西母亲所没有办法做到的事情。
We can see that God has used the Pharaoh's daughter to do things that his mother cannot do.
在《使徒行传》第七章的时候，他记载了说，这个摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
So in Acts 7, it's been recorded, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action.
如果就靠摩西的母亲，他绝对没办法让他上埃及的名校。
So if it is up to just Moses' mother, there is no way that Moses can go to such great school.
所以摩西的母亲愿意默默地来抚养他，让他在名分上是法老女儿的儿子。
So Moses' mother has been quietly in the back so that it is Pharaoh's daughter that receives the glory.
摩西因着这个原因可以受到当时世界上的一流教育。
Because of that, Moses had the greatest education at the time.
为他之后带领以色列人出埃及铺垫了很好的基础。
So that it's been preparing Moses that he's able to lead the Israelites.
但是有一件事，埃及的学校是没办法教的。
But there is one thing the Egyptian schools cannot teach.
就是信仰。
That is faith.
因为埃及不认得真神耶和华。
Because the Egyptians do not recognize the true God.
埃及人是拜多神的。
The Egyptians are polytheistic.
法老的女儿也没办法教摩西认识他们以色列人的特别之处。
The Pharaoh's daughter cannot also teach what is special about what the Hebrews believe.
所以我们知道学校是没有办法代替父母的。
So we know that schools cannot replace parents.
学校只能给你很多各样的知识。
Schools can give you a lot of knowledge.
信仰只能从你父母或家庭而来。
However, faith comes from your own family.
因为信仰是一个非常深沉的东西。
Because faith is something that is much deeper.
它是在每一天的生活中慢慢形成的。
It is built throughout the days.
你没有办法说让老师一天二十四小时跟着你。
There is no way you're going to have the teacher follow you 24 hours.
只有父母有这样的特权。
Only the parents have this privilege.
埃及教会了摩西很多的知识。
Egyptian school have taught a lot to Moses.
但是摩西的母亲却教会了他对神的信心。
But Moses' mother has taught to Moses about faith in God.
因为我们在希伯来书第十一章看到说，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看基督为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因他想望所得的所要得的赏赐。
So we see in Hebrews 11, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
我们看到一提到摩西因着信。
We can see that by faith, Moses.
摩西的信从哪里来的？
Where does the faith of Moses came from?
我们知道绝不可能是在埃及的皇宫里面学到的。
It is not in the palace of Egypt.
就是他早年在家中看到父母所做的。
It is what he has seen when he was at home.
可能他看到他的父母在暗中的祷告。
Maybe he has seen the prayer in quiet.
可能听到他的父母在讲神的应许。
Or maybe hearing about the promise of God.
所以在他那个很小的心灵中间，他就有了神是一位真实的神那样的信心。
So he realized that God is real.
所以他长大了以后，他能做出一个正确的选择。
So when he grows up, he can make the right choice.
我们知道对于信心来说，真是学生不能超过老师，这是主耶稣说的。
We know that regarding faith, the disciples cannot be greater than the master.
如果父母都没有信心，你不要想说你的孩子的信心会超过你。
If the parents have no faith, do not think that your child is going to have faith greater than you.
只有看到摩西的父母用他生命见证的信心，对摩西有了这样的影响。
The living testimony of Moses' parents have influenced Moses.
可能在小时候我们不觉得这个有多重要。
So maybe when the child is small, you don't think this is important.
等他们长大以后，你看他们怎么来面对选择。
So when they grow up, you can see how they make different choices.
我们在小的时候都很怕小孩做出错误的选择。
When the children are small, you are afraid that they're going to make the wrong choices.
我们都希望代替他们选择。
A lot of times we want to make the choices for them.
让他们选择正确的朋友。
To choose the right friends.
正确的学校。
Right school.
正确的专业。
Right study.
正确的伴侣。
Right spouse.
小时候我们可以代替，大了就由不得你了。
So when they're small, you may be able to do that for them, but not when they're older.
所以我们不是要去代替小孩来做选择。
We're not to make the choices for them.
我们要预备他们做正确的选择。
We're to prepare them so they can make the right choice.
怎么来预备？
How do we prepare that?
让他们看到什么是最好的。
To help them see which is the best.
小孩常常做出错误的选择，因为没有看到更好的。
Children often make the wrong choices because they don't see what is the best.
他们跟孩子一起去，跟他们的同龄人一起去喝酒。
When they go and have a drink with their friends.
他们觉得说被同龄人认同，那就是最好的。
They feel that to be accepted by their peers is the best.
他们长大了就跟这些未婚同居。
When they grow up, when they are living before marriage,
他们觉得说那是最好的方法来选择伴侣。
They feel that is the best way to choose a spouse.
如果你没有让他们看到什么是更好的，他们只有做这样的选择。
If they do not see what is the best, they're going to choose what is inferior.
但是当摩西面对这个选择的时候，他看到了什么是更好的。
when Moses have the chance to make this choice, he sees what is the best.
他看到埃及的所有的荣华富贵不过是暂时的最终之乐。
He sees that all the glory and everything good in Egypt are just fleeting pleasures of sin.
因为他知道神有更好的。
Because he knows that God has something better.
他相信这位神是真实的，他必然能够实现他的应许。
He believes that Yahweh is the true and living God and is going to fulfill his promise.
他相信借着亚伯拉罕神拣选的以色列必然成为神在这个世界上的代表。
Because it is through the Abrahamic covenant that he is going to be the center of the world.
他知道在这个世界上他跟随神虽然有苦难，但是他有那永恒的奖赏。
He knows that even though there are difficulties, there is a great reward for him.
看到了更好的，所以他可以轻看埃及的荣华富贵。
He sees something better so that he can disregard the fleeting pleasures of sin.
这是我们每一位父母要教导孩子的。
This is what we are to teach our children.
预备他们做正确的选择。
To prepare them to make the right choice.
所以我们看到一个与神同工的母亲。
So as you can see, one who is co-working with God.
要明白神的心意。
Is to understand God's will.
要尽自己的责任。
Also to do their responsibility.
然后把孩子预备好，放手给神去使用。
And also to prepare the children to have the children to be used by God.
那你得到的是什么？
And what do you get at the end?
你在这一生中会跟神有亲密的关系。
You're going to have this intimate relationship with God.
你不仅每天可以安然入睡。
You can sleep well every night.
将来有一天，当你预备见主的时候，你可以安心的到主面前说：“我已经完成了你给我的托付。”
So when you are meeting your Maker, you can tell the Lord that I have done my end.
你得到的不只是一点点世界上的奖赏，你得到的是永恒的冠冕。
It's not just the reward that this world can offer, but you have the glorious crown.
所以抚养小孩是神给我们的一个恩赐，让我们与他同行，与他同工。
So, to raise kid, it is an opportunity to work with God in this ministry.
是为了让我们在将来能够得到那永恒的赏赐。
So that we can get that eternal reward from the Lord.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你所赐下的话语，让我们在圣经中看到一位母亲是怎么与你同行的。主也教导我们在日常的生活中，无论是在 教育孩童，还是在服侍神、服侍你的教会中，让我们常常想到，这是主你给我们的恩赐，给我们的机会，让我们能够与你同工。在其中，我们要经历主你的信实，经历主你的慈爱，让我们在一生中越来越认识你，也因着我们经历你，让我们周边的人也蒙祝福。谢谢主，在今天这个节日里，求你祝福天下的母亲，纪念他们的辛劳，也带领他们在他们的生活中、生命中更多的认识你。感谢主，这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。